Senate will come to order. The invocation this morning will be offered by Pastor Kent Clark of the Grace Centers of Hope in Pontiac, Michigan. Pastor Clark is a guest of the Senator from the 12th District, the Honorable Michael Bishop. Would our guests in the gallery please rise for the invocation and remain standing afterwards for the Pledge of Allegiance. Pastor Clark.
Thank you. Let us pray. Our Father, our God, Creator of heaven and earth, Redeemer of mankind, in less than 24 days, we will acknowledge that 2,000 years ago, the infinite God came to earth in the form of an infant. You condescended to this earth and stooped to our level. You were Emmanuel, God with us. Are you still with us? Many of us in this solemn assembly clearly understand why you are not speaking to us. You, as in the days of the weeping prophet Jeremiah, are like a man who has turned to stone. Our president has said we are not a Christian nation, and some of us here this morning do not wear that as a badge of honor, but of shame. Lord, since you've been banned from America, things just haven't been the same. Since you've been gone and without your forming hand, we have degenerated into chaos. We know that you know that since you've been gone, life has lost its sacredness. Lord, since you've been gone, the institution of marriage, the family, the building block of a solid society, the social glue that holds society together has disintegrated. We know that God in the family is its brightest ornament and its best security. Lord, since you've been gone, men and women have lost their sense of parenthood, and we have 800,000 children in America without a mother or father. Since you've been gone, the state has been attempting to be a parent, and it's not working. Lord, since you've been gone, we've taught our children that there is no creator, that they are nothing but the accidental formation of gas and dust, that they have no real purpose in life. While you've been gone, we've tried to substitute the multiplicity of material things for you, and it seems our children no longer have a point of reference and cannot cope with the pains of life and are killing themselves and one another. Lord, since you've been gone, our prisons are filled, our churches have emptied. Dear God, many here this morning in this Senate would like to invite you back. Please keep us from ruin. We know that a sparrow does not fall to the ground without your notice. We know that a nation cannot rise without your aid. We know this morning that the spiritual weapons of this great nation are our most powerful resource in peace and war. We know that neither the wisest constitution nor the wisest laws will secure the liberty and happiness of a people who refuse to acknowledge the existence of God. Our confidence this morning is not in big government, but in a big God. If you will accept our invitation to revisit our country, we promise we will never disengage ourselves from the culture in which we live. We have learned our lesson that entitlement programs do not work. Big government passing out checks has failed to solve the social ills that plague us. Guide the thoughts and decisions that are made in this chamber today and in the days to come. Bless and protect our men and women in the armed forces and around the world. Hold back the enemies of liberty. And God bless America. Stand beside her, guide her through this night with a light from above. Amen.
The house will be in order. The prayer will be offered by the guest chaplain, Reverend Kent Clark, Grace Gospel Fellowship Church, Pontiac, Michigan.
Our God, our Father, we call upon your name. a name at which every knee shall bow. Your name is Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. You are the Prince of Peace, the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley, and the Bright and Morning Star. You are the fairest of 10,000. You are the great Creator God, Alpha and Omega, beginning and end, first and last. Your name is Redeemer, and the Lord, the Way, the Truth, and Life, Bread of Life, Author and Finisher of our faith. We know no greater judgment could befall a nation than for it to be deserted by God, left to be the plaything of malignant forces. Speak to us, O great Jehovah. We know a sparrow does not fall without your notice, and we know that a nation cannot rise without your aid. In the name of Joshua, Jesus saves, Emmanuel, God with us. Amen.
Without objection, the gentleman from Michigan, Mr. Bishop, is recognized for 1 minute.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise today, very proudly so, to pay tribute to an inspiring man, and I'm proud to call him a mentor and a friend, Pastor Kent Clark. Pastor Clark is the senior pastor of Grace Gospel Fellowship Church in Pontiac, Michigan, and the chief executive officer of Grace Centers of Hope. Grace Centers of Hope is one of Michigan's leading faith-based organizations that provides care for the homeless and individuals fighting addiction. Grace Centers of Hope provides comprehensive programs for men, women, and children, including group and individual counseling, GED classes and testing, financial education, addiction and abuse classes, and child care. They also have a self-funded home ownership program and offer graduates of their program the opportunity to own their own home. And they do all of this without accepting government funding. Pastor Clark truly has a servant's heart, and he and his wife, Dr. Pam Clark, and their family have dedicated their lives to helping those in need with unparalleled commitment and devotion. Pastor Clark is a husband, father, grandfather, and a renowned author. He was also named Michiganian of the Year by the Detroit News on 2012. Mr. Speaker, I'm honored to welcome my friend, Pastor Kent Clark, to the United States House of Representatives as our guest chaplain today. I'd like to personally recognize and thank him for his tireless efforts and unwavering dedication to our community. Thank you, and I yield back.